Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. St. Louis stands tall in the number of acclaimed musicians it's produced. One of them is our guest on today's program. Her road to fame started here when she was just 4 years old. We'll talk with pianist Ingrid Jacoby in just a couple of moments. But first, as many as 700,000 highway construction jobs are in jeopardy unless Congress comes up with a quick fix for funding the Highway Trust Fund. It's about to run out of money. That would bring highway and bridge work to a stop and idle those construction workers. And don't look now, folks. It's the middle of the highway construction season. Former Obama Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, also the former Republican congressman from Peoria, is worried about the immediate future of transportation infrastructure. He was in St. Louis to talk about it with local business leaders. I spoke with him yesterday, and he said the infrastructure crisis is three-pronged.
Number one, the Highway Trust Fund will be broke at the end of the summer. That's the pot of money that has funded the interstate, bridges, all of the great infrastructure that people around this region use. Number two, the current transportation bill runs out, means it ends at the end of September. There are no bills pending. There's no debate going on. And number three, America is in big, big need of road repair, bridge repair, transit fix-ups. After this brutal winter that we've had, America is one big pothole, and people want their streets in a state of good repair. They want safe bridges, and they want to be able to ride on transit systems that won't break down.
Why isn't Congress listening? You're a former member of that august institution.
Because there are a small group of people, namely the Tea Party people, who are in Washington to do nothing and to vote no on everything and to try and stop the kind of progress that America's been known for a long time. And so it's very difficult to pass any bill at any time in Washington, and there's really not a lot of leadership or vision or opportunity to correct or fix the crisis that we have in transportation.
Are you talking about leadership from within Congress and outside, specifically the White House?
The president has proposed a very big, bold vision for transportation, over $300 billion worth of transportation programs, and Congress has ignored him. There really is no leadership in Congress at this point on transportation, on infrastructure. I was out at a project site today where they're tearing down a bridge. That project, and there are people working out there, that project and every project in America could stop at the end of the summer when we're right in the middle of the construction season because the trust fund will be out of money. Now, that's not the way to run a transportation system in America.
So the bridge gets torn down and there's no action on the trust fund. So we don't have a bridge at that particular location. Is that what you're saying?
And there are a lot of Missourians out of work, and there are a lot of people around the country out of work because there are no construction jobs, there are no projects, and there is no money.
Can you talk about how important this is to Missouri beyond what you've just said? Are there numbers that you can give us with regard to the meaning here?
St. Louis, this region, is the crossroads of America. I don't have to tell any of your listeners that. They know that. They know it for all of the interstates that run through this region. They know it for all of the bridges that connect not only Missouri with my home state of Illinois, but other states. They know it because people in this region use the highways every day. And they know that they're crumbling. They know that bridges need to be replaced, in some cases repaired, and people need to start communicating with their congresspeople, whether congressmen from the House or senators from the Senate, and tell them, we got to fix this problem. We got to have the money. We got to step up. We got to have leadership. We can't let a small band of people get in the way of the progress that we've made in America on infrastructure.
Do you really think that that's going to do any good if I call my congressman right now and say, I want you to move on this?
I do think it will make a difference, and I think if there's enough of a drumbeat and enough people that are doing it, eventually they'll get the message. And particularly if enough people do it often enough and talk about the effects that it will have on friends and neighbors who are working on these roads and working on these bridges and who will be unemployed.
One of the figures that I've seen is that 700,000 construction workers would be out of work at the end of the month. Is that a figure you use?
Thousands of people will lose their jobs at the end of August when the trust fund runs dry. Thousands.
How did we get here?
Well, we got here because we haven't replenished the trust fund. The trust fund is funded by the gas taxes that we pay when we buy a gallon of gasoline. And the gas tax hasn't been raised since 1993. We're proposing that we raise the gas tax 10 cents a gallon and index the gas tax to the cost of living or to inflation so that we don't get in this mess again. But when you think about what the trust fund has built, the interstate system, Golden Gate Bridge, the list goes on. And it hasn't been increased since 1993, so it hasn't kept up with inflation. That's part of the way that we got here. The other part is that only passing a two-year bill, when I was on the Transportation Committee, when I was in Congress, we passed 2 6-year bills. That gives certainty. It gives direction. It gives a vision. It gives people the idea that they know for the next, contractors know for the next 6 years what's going to be available in Missouri. People that work on roads and bridges know they're going to have a job for the next 6 years. The last Congress passed a 2-year bill, which expires at the end of September. It's not long enough.
Well, you're talking about potentially raising the tax on motor fuel. The people you're talking about who are an impediment to any movement at all in Washington are certainly not going to go along with increasing a tax.
No, but the truth is that there are enough Republicans and enough Democrats in the House to pass a transportation bill and an increase in the gas tax. But the Speaker of the House, because of his fear, I guess, or because of his reluctance to take on the Tea Party members, will not allow a bill that will bring Democrats into the mix.
There have been some other proposals, as I understand it, in Washington that don't necessarily deal with a tax increase, which would increase certain fees on truckers, for instance, which I guess is still out there with no action, obviously, on it. Is that a viable option? Would enough money be raised that way to deal with this?
It's not really viable because the trucking companies pay a lot of tax now. They pay a lot of tax that goes into the trust fund, and I that's really not a viable option.
Well, they also are responsible for a lot of the wear and tear on the highways and bridges.
They are. They pay their fair share of tax, though, to help us repair the roads and bridges. And if you can't increase the gas tax, I don't think you're going to find this group of people willing to increase the tax on the trucking companies.
What other options are out there aside from the tax?
Public-private partnerships where you get private companies to invest. And the three Ps are good for big projects, for building bridges, and DOT has some money to do that. People have talked about vehicle miles traveled, where we take account of how many miles we go and then, you know, pay accordingly. But these things are around the edges. They don't get you the big pot of money that built America, that built all of these interstates around St. Louis, that have connected our country. We need to rely on a significant pot of money, i.e. the Highway Trust Fund, and then use some of these other things to supplement it. Public-private partnerships, vehicle miles traveled, tolling, not very popular in some places, and other places people don't mind it. Using what they call hot lane money, where you put an extra lane on a road and then charge people to drive on it.
It's clearly a major problem for this part of the country, as you've indicated. I believe that 60% of the highway funding in the state of Missouri comes from the federal government.
Yeah. And when the federal government goes broke at the end of August, all of these people that are working on all of these projects will be out of work.
Is it going to take, do you think, another Minneapolis bridge collapse to prompt some action in Washington?
I hope not. I think the crisis will occur when the trust fund runs out and people are out of work and governors start picking up the phone and calling their member of Congress and individual citizens who haven't had their potholes filled all summer.
How much money is needed in the fund to enable it to continue to finance what we need to finance at the present time?
Billions of dollars, somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe $500 billion to $1 trillion, just to get us back in a state of good repair. There are hundreds of bridges that need to be fixed. There are thousands of interstates that need to be repaired. That doesn't account for just common ordinary streets and cities.
No. Well, they certainly are in need of repair in this area.
No,
and
everywhere.
And the state of Missouri, I think, is one of the worst states in the country with regard to bridges that are
right.
in need of repair.
That's right.
Well, if you were in charge right now of the Department of Transportation, as you once were, what would you be doing?
I'd be on Capitol Hill. I'd be trying to make the case that we need a six-year transportation bill. We need it quickly. We need it to be bold. We need it to be visionary. And we need a highway trust fund that really reflects the kind of work that needs to be done in America to get us back to being number one. We're not number one anymore.
Is the money used in the highway trust fund solely for construction and for bridges and roadways? Does some of that money go to alternative means of transportation?
It does. Some of it goes to walking and biking paths. Some of it goes to transit. During the 4.5 years we were at DOT, we used some of the money for communities that wanted to start streetcars. I came here 2 years ago and allocated some of the money for the Arch Park project, which is a very important project. We funded that through the Tiger program. But without that money, that project never would have been started. Somebody said that today when we were talking. So it doesn't all go to highways and bridges, but the lion's share of it does.
Well, these other sources are also, are the not sources, but these other areas in which money could be spent are certainly important.
Of course they are.
And they also will help eliminate the wear and tear that we've been
talking
about.
That's right. When people can get on a bus or get on a light rail or get on a streetcar, it means they're not in their car. It means they're not on the street.
You know, going back to the tax issue again, Missourians are going to have an opportunity to vote in August on increasing the transportation tax. And this is yet another opportunity for them to spend more money and get into this tax issue that is so problematical for so many people in today's economy.
Yeah, this one's a little different in that they're not being asked to raise the gas tax. They're being asked to raise the sales tax.
Sales tax.
And Missourians,
it's a tax is a tax is a tax.
No, but I know that. I understand that point. But if people believe that it's a better way to put a small amount of increase on the sales tax that, you know, is not an impingement on people and goes directly to infrastructure, and they're going to list on their website, I'm told, what projects will be funded, I think that does build some confidence with the people of Missouri and fixes the projects that need to be fixed and fixes the roads that need to be fixed. And in cases where they've raised the sales tax, they do this a lot in California by referendum, 95% of them pass because people know the pothole's going to get filled, the road's going to get fixed, the bridge is going to be safe, and then the people build trust with their elected officials.
What are you going to be telling the people you're meeting with here?
What I have told them is that if they pass this referendum, they will send a loud message to Washington. Don't be afraid to raise taxes to fix up infrastructure. Don't be afraid to raise taxes to put friends and neighbors to work. With good infrastructure, you attract business. With good infrastructure, you attract economic opportunity. Without it, these businesses, these economic opportunities go somewhere else. They go to another state where they have good roads and bridges, where they have good sewer and water. And if Missouri wants to be the leader in this region of the country, they can send a loud message by passing this referendum We're not afraid to raise taxes. We're not afraid to have good infrastructure. We're not afraid to pay for it. And politicians in Washington shouldn't be afraid of it either.
Is there enough time to get the trust fund problem resolved? Congress is in recess now. We're talking about just a couple of weeks. Is there enough time?
I think what will happen is I think that before the August recess, after they go back to Washington after their July 4th break, they'll take money from the general fund, about $8 billion, put it in the highway trust fund. That'll get us through Thanksgiving. Very, very stopgap, short-term solution, doesn't solve the big problem.
Former Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood in St. Louis to promote a renewed commitment to improving transportation infrastructure. From the bumpy roads that may lie ahead in this country to the road to international fame that started right here in St. Louis, pianist Ingrid Jacoby is next on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.